I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Three ways to set yourself apart from all of the garden variety low-budget web designers. I'm Lee Blue, and that is the topic for today. So if you're thinking about raising your rates, charging more than other people, kind of getting into the world of high-ticket consulting, where you're going to be a more expensive resource than just hiring a garden variety web designer, what's the reason that you give for why? So when you begin to explain to your client why it costs, you know, 10 times more to work with you for like $15,000 instead of $1,500, what's the big deal? And are you coming up with reasons that you feel like your client would understand? Or like as you're thinking about what you would say, are you only coming up with things that like tech people like you and I would be able to appreciate? So what I wanted to do today is give you three ways to set yourself apart and really underscore your value in a way that your client will understand without having to overwhelm them with tech jargon and buzzwords and things that would just gloss over and not get. So that's the big idea for today. And the goal behind all of it is to win high ticket clients, because you're not going to be able to get into the six-figure income range by just cranking out cheap websites. And the primary reason for that is the price is too low and the volume is too high. So you can't go high volume. You need to go high ticket. So the problem, of course, with high volume is the cost of leads is just too high. It takes too long. It's too expensive. It's too time consuming to generate enough leads. Like if you're, say you're charging $1,000 or $15,000, even if you're charging $2,500 for websites and you want to get to like 10 grand a month, that's like a website every week, right? That's like four a month. That's too much. It's like, how do you build that many sites? How do you land that many clients? That's too much. So generating the leads is going to be a huge issue with going like high volume, like just cranking out more and more sites. So we got to go high ticket. But on top of that, it's like, you know, your marketing budget's probably not on par with like Wix and Squarespace and Fiverr and Upwork and all the other groups of people that are targeting just small business in general. So like if you're out there saying, I just want to build websites for small businesses or startup businesses or something like that, and it's just this gigantic swath of potential clients, and you're just reaching out and competing against Wix and Squarespace and all these other people that are running Super Bowl ads and giant marketing budgets and everything, you can't land clients like that because your budget, my budget, our budgets just can't compete with that. And we're just a drop in the bucket. And even if you do get a lead, even if by a chance somebody clicks your ad or whatever, and you do get a lead, the expectation is going to be that your price is somewhat in line with these other cheaper prices. And so when you come out with a price that's, you know, double or triple or 10 times more, then you know you kind of just price yourself out of the market. And the client's like, I can't afford that. That's out of my league, whatever. So that's another reason. Nobody gets results from cheap websites, right? So they might get results later on, like they might be able to do something on their own and generate the results, but it's not because of you, because you didn't have the time to do anything. You just kind of spent out of sight as fast as you could. And so now, you know, that's not satisfying for you. It's probably not getting results for them. So that's another reason not to go with the high volume approach. And the last reason is like, it's sort of a moral challenge, right? It's like, if you feel like the outcome for your client is roughly going to be the same if they went with Wix or Squarespace or a $500 website that they could get on, you know, from a Facebook ad or on Fiverr, but you're going to charge $5,000. Well, is it even really a moral thing to do to put somebody into that kind of a situation? I mean, it's kind of like selling like a $5,000 mountain bike to a guy who just wants to ride the bike around his neighborhood. Is it a better bike than it would be if you just got a $500 bike to ride around the neighborhood? Yes, it obviously is, right? But is he really going to appreciate the benefits of the extra $4,500 you had to spend to upgrade to a high-end mountain bike when all you're really going to be doing in terms of the outcome of riding the bike is just, you know, tootling around the neighborhood or whatever? And so that's that's kind of the idea here. It's like, if you're not going to be there to be able to do the marketing and leverage the benefits that you're going to be getting from this really nice, expensive website, and to the client, it's basically the same as if they had gotten a cheaper one, then how can you justify giving them the more expensive one and not just pointing them in the direction to, you know, save thousands and thousands of dollars? So for all of those reasons, we need to figure out a new way to approach the client. And the big idea behind going high ticket rather than high volume is to put an emphasis on the outcomes that you can help the client create. In order to create those outcomes, you need to be there to do it, right? So part of the reason your offer is high ticket is because they're hiring you for the whole year. You know, like, you're going to work long term and do lead generation and marketing and business consulting, and you're going to use your tech skills to kind of implement all the things that you're talking about. So you're really doing two things at the same time, but you end up with these high ticket, long term retainer style clients, and you need a way to communicate that value to your client without overwhelming them with a bunch of technical jargon that they don't understand. And so I want to give you three approaches to doing that. And you don't have to do all three. You can mix and match, just do one or the other. You know, you can combine them. You can do them all if you want. But even if you just picked one, you would be a lot better off than not doing any of these things. So let's talk about the three different ways that you can differentiate yourself. And we'll jump into the first one. And the first one is really even the easiest one, which is just pick a target market, right? You just pick a particular market that you want to serve. So rather than saying, I build websites, say, I build websites for real estate agents, right? Just pick something like that. And that will go a really long way into helping you get better leads, higher paying clients, more serious clients, because you're telling people who it is that you work with, not just what you do. And that's important for a couple of reasons. One reason is you begin to specialize in something. You begin to kind of be known as a go-to resource for that particular industry. So that's a big thing. But the biggest thing is when you tell somebody who it is you help, not just what it is you do, you tap into a different part of their mind. You tap into that social connections, that relational part of somebody's mind, where if you say, I build websites, they say, okay, cool, I understand what you do. But if you say, I build websites for real estate agents, then they have this almost involuntary process where they think, well, do I know any real estate agents? And then they think, oh yeah, I do. You ought to meet Shannon. She's a real estate agent. Let me introduce you. And so you just have this almost involuntary response in the people that you talk to, or even the people that see your website or your videos or whatever it is that you're doing to kind of get your message out there. You begin to tap into that involuntary response of, oh yeah, let me introduce you to my friend who is a real estate agent. Right? And so it's obviously you could pick anything else. You could pick photography. Let me introduce you to my friend who's a photographer if you say I build websites for photographers. So just picking that one target market will go a long way into helping you dial in these better leads, because you're going to start getting referrals. And then you're going to start building a portfolio that really isn't a portfolio anymore. Now it's more like case studies. Like, look at what I've been able to do for these other real estate agents. And now your portfolio actually means something. Whereas most of the time when I look at people's portfolios on their site, it's what I like to refer to as like a popcorn portfolio. It's like a site here, a site there, you know, everywhere a site, here's a site, there's a site, everywhere a site. It's like, there's no like, it's just everywhere. It's like I did a fitness consultant, then a guy that runs a food truck, and then a guy that he's got an indoor sports arena or whatever. It's like all of these different random businesses, and you're not really building anything up. You're not really underscoring your authority in any space. And so really all you're doing when you're doing that is you're just doing work. You're not building a business. So picking a target market helps to solve all of those different issues, and that's thing number one. Thing number two is leveraging your personal experience. So suppose you decide to pick real estate agents as a target market. Well, what is there about you as a personal experience that you can provide to underscore your authority in that space, right? And you don't have to have a bunch of case studies or a big portfolio to begin with. You can leverage your personal experiences. Like, you could say, for example, I used to be a real estate agent for the last 5 years. And so I know the tools and the marketing that you need to do to land awesome real estate clients, you know, to get listings, sell homes, get leads, you know, all of that stuff. That's why I focus on real estate agents, because I used to be one. You can say, or my dad is one, or my brother is one. You know, just whatever. It's like, if you're in the community in some way, by leveraging your personal experience, what you're doing is you're beginning to say, I'm an insider in your community, right? I'm not just an outsider web design guy doing whatever. I'm actually someone who understands what it's like to be you. And my personal experience is now underscoring the reason why you want to work with me, because I've got experience in this space that helps me specialize in it in a way that other people that don't have your personal experience wouldn't be able to tell that same kind of a story. And so simply by leveraging your personal experience in a way that underscores why you can help this particular target market that you've selected is a really big thing, right? So it's not that you are trying to shine the spotlight on yourself and say, work with me because I'm really, really talented, or I've won a bunch of awards, or you know, something that might not be related to the type of experience that your clients are going through. Like, for example, you wouldn't necessarily want to say something like, I've got a graphic design degree and therefore I'm going to work with real estate agents, because those two things aren't really related, right? So having a graphic design degree is great, but what does that mean that you know about real estate agents? So what you want to do is you want to leverage your personal experiences in the context of why it makes you a good person to work with as a real estate agent. So that's thing number two, is the personal experience. And then the third one, now this is a different one, because the first two, we're kind of talking about picking a target market based on an industry, you know, like working with real estate agents or working with wedding photographers or working with people in the food industry. You know, you can pick a market based on a job title or like an industry name. And that tends to be kind of the knee-jerk reaction. Like, that's what most people do. And it's a great thing to do. There's something, it's probably the best thing to do is to do something like that. But it's not the only thing to do. The other thing you can do is you can begin to define your market by solving a problem, even if the problem is shared across multiple different markets, right? So for example, think about Angie's List. Angie's List is, you know, that directory where you see, you know, plumbers and home remodelers and electricians and, you know, cleaning services and lawn cares. Like, all of these different businesses are served by Angie's List. And so Angie's List is an example of a business that clearly has a very specific target market, but it's not defined by job titles. It's defined by solving a common problem. And the common problem is, how do I get local leads as a service professional, right? So like, all of those job titles, like, you know, plumbers and landscapers and, you know, home remodelers and all of those local professionals, they're looking for local leads, right? You got to be near me. You got to be able to drive there. You know, it's like those types of things. So it's solving that common problem. That common problem is now shared across a wide variety of markets. So you can do that too. So you could say, maybe you are a specialist at accessibility. Like, you can build websites and they're accessible. And you could say, I solve the problem of creating accessible websites for online stores who understand the importance of serving colorblind and visually impaired people. Right, so that would be a common problem that could be shared across a lot of different industries, but it's a really specific problem that you're the expert in, right? And so when you do that, and then you can leverage that with, you know, why is it that you care about this, or how, or what degrees do you have, or what credentials that support you? Like, maybe you're certified in some way, or you have, I don't know, just whatever it is that puts you in that position. You can go back to the thing number two that we talked about, with regard to like my personal experience that kind of underscores my authority in this space, and combine those two things together, right? So like, you can take these three things and, you know, just do one, you know, just picking a target market is going to go a long way for you, because like we talked about, that you're tapping into that relational part of someone's mind where they almost involuntarily start sending leads to you. But you can do others, like just now we talked, okay, common problem plus my personal experience in that space. You know, combine those two things and say, you know, I build accessible websites for online stores who understand the importance of catering to colorblind and visually impaired people, right? And so that could be a wide variety of different types of stores across multiple different industries, but it's solving that particular problem, right? It could even be like cruise ships or people that need to travel. You know, like, you know, there's all kinds of people that have color blindness or visual issues or whatever that might want to go on a cruise, right? And so it's like, if the business cares and understands about the importance of serving those people, then you're a specialist, that you're going to stand out dramatically from just the garden variety web designer who's never really thought through those issues before. And so that lets you stand out. And all of those things, everything that we've talked about, are things that you can tell your client without overwhelming them with buzzwords and tech terms and just the stuff that doesn't really matter. What you're talking about are different particular solutions, like specific solutions that will create results for your client. Like, why is it that when I work with you, I'm able to get results? Whereas if I were to just build my own site on Wix or just hire a web designer that doesn't really know anything about my industry, that I would just be left holding a website at the end of the day with no traffic, no leads, no calls, you know, no increased business at all, no results. And so by combining those three things, you're going to be able to set yourself apart. And once you kind of get some focus on those things, I think what you'll find is when you go to write something, like figure out what to say on your website or figure out what to say on your Facebook page or what to say on the bio of your Clubhouse profile or whatever it might be, you'll be able to write that stuff with a lot more power behind it. And also you won't be stuck with writer's block because you kind of know who you're talking to. So those three things are some really important things that you can do to really set yourself apart in a way that your clients value. Right, because most of the time when I talk to web designers, I say, "Hey, what's so great about working with you?" They're like, "Oh, well, I do custom code, and you know, I know how to write, you know, custom PHP, so I could make plugins if I want to, or I can, you know, whatever. You know, the server loads faster. I've got this custom email marketing platform. Blah blah blah." It's like, "Woo woo woo!" It's like all these things are just going over your client's head because those aren't really things that they're able to appreciate. Now, you and I can appreciate them together, but like when you start talking to somebody who runs like a food truck or a chiropractor or a lawn care guy or just anybody who's not in the web space that, you know, like you and I are, those are all terms that don't really resonate with them. But if you say, I know how to build websites for real estate agents because I was a real estate agent and we're kind of insiders together, or I know how to solve problems for, you know, people that understand the importance of catering to visually impaired people and you're in that space, it's like, yes, that instantly resonates with people and they instantly get it. And you're telling people who it is that you're working with rather than just what things that you do. So that means you're really tapping into that relational part of people's minds and they just involuntarily start giving you leads. Oh, let me introduce you. Let me make this connection. Oh, you got to meet my friend. You just kind of instantly tap into that. And I think you're going to find you get a lot more leads and the leads you get are going to value your input a lot higher than they would if they just thought you're a random web designer. And that's really the ticket to getting into high ticket consulting. And these are three ways to set yourself apart. So now if you want to talk about this and kind of implement this into your business and talk kind of through step-by-step, what do I actually say on my website? How do I combine my skills in a way to be able to put this stuff into practice? How do I do that with the clients that I want to be working with? Or maybe you just want to talk through a couple of possible markets you might want to pick. Well, head on over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll see my personal calendar pop up and we can schedule a time to get on the phone together, just you and me, and we'll talk for like 45 minutes and dial all this stuff in together. So head on over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time on the calendar, and then right after you pick a time, you're going to see a second screen that's got a little form where I'm going to ask you a couple of questions like, hey, give me a link to your website so I can see what's kind of going on right now. And, you know, if you have any particular questions that are on your mind that you want to, you know, talk about, you know, it's nice to be able to prepare just so we can make the best use of our time together. And then we'll get on the phone and get all this stuff dialed in. And before you know it, you're going to be landing awesome clients. So head on over to doublestack.net/call and I'll see you soon.